You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some stories I'm going to get to in the first hour that I definitely want to get you guys all cued in on are these brain-eating amoebas. We have a Florida child that has now been affected, and pretty scary when you hear what happens and how, you know, the prognosis, you know, can be more and more dim. Now, we got to talk about this. Some pretty scary stuff. Also, we want to talk about how children of moms who are obese have a higher risk of heart risk, many possibly at risk of not living past 55 years old. That's if your mom was heavy. Pretty scary stuff. I know, I want some happy news today. Inducing labor may increase the risk of autism. College students are more empathetic towards their dogs than human adults. That was a study, right? We're more empathetic towards a little baby dog than we are to people. Really? All right. I wanted to tell you guys about this yesterday. Apparently Sears had some bondage gear, right, on their Elegant Moments page. I posted the pictures on Facebook. It was pretty kind of funny. Got to talk about that, all right? And then I want to also talk about, remember there was a boy, a Georgia teen, who was denied being put on the transplant list because of noncompliance. After all the media attention, the hospital has changed their mind. So we need to talk about that. I mean, you know, it's amazing that we could have the potential to change policy based on our access to the media. And I know these parents are probably extremely grateful. I would be too. I mean, if I had a child that couldn't be on the transplant list. All right. But some of you think it's fair. Some of you don't. So many of you had called in over the last day or two regarding the transplant list and what's been happening with that. So we got a lot to talk about. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to hear your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Anthony Stokes is a teenager. I believe he's 15 years old, okay? And he has an enlarged heart, has been given 6 months to live. He was denied being put on the transplant list, okay? I believe it was Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. He was initially denied due to a history of noncompliance. Apparently some run-ins with the law, I think some issues with school, etc. And so the hospital, and we talked about how hospitals are allowed to use criteria. They can, all right? So they were they denied him because they thought that, you know, another child who would be compliant with their medication, etc., could possibly have more longevity with that organ, you know, and transplant organs are far and few between. Where questions arose is, well, how did they know the boy would be noncompliant? Just because he had some run-ins with the law, and I don't think we have any details on what run-ins with the law the boy particularly had at 15 years old, but supposedly some run-ins with the law and issues with school, etc. So, you know, the question arose, well, how does the hospital know? I mean, is it if you have any trouble with the law, you don't get to be on the transplant list, and a kid who hasn't had trouble with the law gets the organ, gets to live? Or is it, you know, look, there's few and far between, and so the hospital does have a right to pick and choose who they think would be the best candidate to have the longevity? Was there more to the story that we didn't get, but the media capitalized on non-compliance? Was there a lot more issues? Well, his mother, Valencia Hamilton, okay, did what any mom should do, and she fought this to the degree that now that he has been placed back on the transplant list. I am getting a report here that at the time of the boy's hospitalization, he had been sentenced to house arrest by a judge due to his inability to physically control himself over what his mother called anger issues. Now, she told NBC, look, he's a young boy, he's going to make mistakes, but I still think he deserves a second chance. Well, any mom wouldn't. I mean, I agree. I mean, I wish we had organs for everybody. I hate to think that we're picking and choosing kids based on behavior. But then on the flip side, you have the kids that aren't in trouble with the law, are physically abusing themselves. And does that also mean drugs? I don't know. We don't know. Like I said, we aren't getting the specifics of what's going on with this boy. And for years, for decades, as long as we've been doing transplants, for example, like with liver transplants, a non-alcoholic is going to be higher up on the list, if at all on the list, than a person who does abuse alcohol when it comes to liver. Because if you're going to give the liver organ that are far and few between, you want to give it to somebody who's not going to wreck the liver. So, yes, hospitals do have a right to pick and choose. Some of you have definitely called in and given us your comments. Let's go to some of those on the phone line right now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, you talking about that transplant stuff. My wife needed a liver, and she was 59. They wouldn't give her one. She'd been compliant. Oh. She wanted to live so bad it was unbelievable. She kept doing every little thing they said, jumping through their hoops. Finally, one of the women that worked at the hospital told her, said, they're not going to give you a liver, but if you say, I said that to all tonight. So she went to another place, but it's done too late, and she died.
Sorry.
That's one reason I'll go to all extremes to make sure they don't ever be able to use anything when I die. I mean, you know, if they'd have just said we ain't going to do it, I'd have thought a whole lot more of them.
I wish you were live on the phone right now so I could talk to you. I am so sorry about your loss. Some of you have asked about the age cutoffs. We don't know what the age cutoffs are, but from what we are understanding, the transplant criteria are changing as healthcare is changing. And what used to be, if you were on the list in the state, and if you qualified, and if you matched, and first come, first serve, and waited on the list in your particular geography, you had a better chance than what appears to be happening now, where they may be shipping organs, depending on if somebody is younger or a better candidate throughout the country. Some people think it's good, some people don't. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. The brain-eating amoebas scares the hell out of us. And I know it's rare, but what bothers me about these brain-eating amoebas that usually happen in the warmer waters, we usually talk about this every year because some kids get affected by it. Even adults with the neti pots stories, remember last year and the year before, is I love the idea of, not entertaining yourself with video games, but going outside and enjoying the beautiful nature that we have. Jumping in a lake and going swimming, right? Going hiking, and I hate to think that some kids just enjoying non-video game, sitting on the couch under the protection of their home, right, is the only way for people to play to avoid, horrible illnesses. It kind of bothers me because I want you getting out there and playing and swimming and fishing and camping and being out there. Well, a 12-year-old boy in Southwest Florida now is fighting a Naegleria fowleri. Enfilari amoeba infestation. He was knee boarding with some friends in a water-filled ditch in La Belle, Florida. Okay? From what we understand, the little girl in Arkansas who had gone to a water park is still in the hospital, still alive. but she's fighting for her life. I think they induced her into a coma to help fight the Enfalori amoeba that's trying to chomp on her brain at the time, at this time. So this boy is now suffering the same sort of infection. Now, Enfalori, like I said, it's an amoeba. Okay, and you know how we used to draw amoebas out, all right? So they are more parasitic than a bacteria would be, okay? We kind of consider it more of a parasite, all right? But it's an amoeba. It has its own class. And regular antibiotics don't seem to fight this sucker, okay? And it lives in warm, fresh water, like ponds, lakes, hot springs. Now, it thrives in the soil, okay, around these or on the bottom of these water pockets or areas of water. But when you brush it up and when you bring it up with some current and you're swimming underwater, you could get it up from the more floor of the pond or the soil, etc., and then it could swim into your orifices. One of the orifices it likes to swim into is your nostril. It goes up into the nostril and very easily climbs its way up to the brain. Now, these suckers don't live in salt water, right? But they live in fresh water. Now, the type of brain infection it caused, and MSN.com gives a beautiful review on this, it's called primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, or PAM. So it climbs its way up there, and it starts eating on the brain tissue. All right? Usually, the sucker is fatal. Now, it moves along the olfactory nerve. Olfactory, right, from the nose. The nerve fibers into the brain. So it's usually people swimming underwater, or they think that if you're running around an area near a lake, this is some scary stuff, and you kick up the dirt and you breathe that in, you could then inhale infected dust, boom. All right? The neti pot issues. A couple years ago, people in Louisiana had used tap water to flush out their sinuses. You fill up your neti pot, spray it into one side of the nose, it goes up, hopefully comes out the other. Great way to clear out sinuses. I'm a huge fan of neti pots, but you got to use sterile water or distilled water. You can't use tap water because who knew? Who the hell knew that an amoeba could be in their tap water and they just flush it right into their sinuses? Now, there was something I was just gonna say and I lost my train of thought. I apologize about this. We're talking about the neti pot. Don't you hate that when your radio host has a brain fart? Alright, well anyway, oh yeah, showers. I'm huge when it comes to hot showers. I love, yeah, and I kinda look huge in the shower, I guess. I don't know. I don't really like to look at myself in the shower. But I love hot showers. And I would get a little nervous about the inhalation of it. I've never heard of anybody getting this amoeba by taking a hot shower and then breathing in the mist. But I guess there's that potential. The neti pot, though, that was a direct flushing up into the sinuses. So I could see why that happened. So I don't think I'd really panic about the showers. Now, what states have they found this in? Well, you know, usually the cases are in the southern or the southwestern states like Texas and Florida. Or you will actually see it in swimming pools or hot tubs that haven't been chlorinated properly. So they think this girl from Arkansas last month, the 12-year-old that was diagnosed with this Enfalori, the water park might not have been chlorinated properly. Now that stinks. We're talking a water park. We're not even talking about jumping in a lake. All right, so then somebody gets it on their feet, you know, and then introduces it into the water, etc. The chlorine should kill it. I guess not now. Okay, how often does this happen? Well, they say it's only killed about 128 Americans between 1962 and 2012. So we're talking, it's really, it's really, really rare. But nobody wants their kid, right, or their loved one to get something like this because it's, you know, it's usually fatal. Okay, now, they will give antibiotics, but they usually try to give some antifungals, they'll give steroids, they'll do full court press. And like I said, what they've done is they've induced a coma in, I believe, both children now, so that they could try to heavily fight, because it's a very, very painful infection. Apparently, the kids were complaining of headaches. And so, you know, doctors in that area should be very quick to ask, was there any swimming, you know, any sort of, you know, swimming in any sort of fresh water, hot springs, etc. Now, where I get really, really nervous about Obamacare is as we see healthcare changing and tests being less run in the ER, because ERs get dinged, hospitals get dinged for quote-unquote overprescribing tests. I'm seeing many doctors, even in private institutions, they just aren't ordering the CAT scan or the MRI. If your kid all of a sudden has acute headaches, real bad headaches, ask for the scan of the head. Because if the doctor sees inflammation, or the radiologist sees inflammation or something odd in the brain, then hopefully that gets them to start looking at other types of causes. Now, it's scary because kids get headaches all the time. Kids get headaches all the time. Okay? And I mean, you don't want to be panicking. You don't want to be scanning them. But you're the parent. You're the grandparent. You know your babies, right? Okay? And if something doesn't seem right, I want you to be as proactive as you can. And yes, say, look, I'm a little bit nervous. And you can tell them, be honest. You don't need to lie. You can say, this headache is worse than any other headache that we've seen. And my kid was hanging out in the lake. Okay, he's starting to throw up. I'm really nervous that there's something going on in there. Can you please scan? And we've already taught you about how to prepare for changes with healthcare reform. You may want to make sure you got the cash in case your insurance or your doctor doesn't want to prescribe or order something because they're afraid of the insurance. You may need to shell out the cash just to get that scan. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study, sorry, it's not very happy study, but these are important medical studies I need to tell you about. They say sports-related sudden death appears to be more common in men than women. Now, some of you say, well, no, duh, Dahlia, but it's a good reminder for us to get our hearts checked. You know, when we hear of marathon runners that drop dead, okay, you know, most of the time we hear that they're men. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, there's more male marathon runners than female. I don't know about that. You know more than I if more men run, okay, than women. But we are seeing these cardiomyopathies or these sudden unexpected deaths in athletes occur more commonly in men. Now, I've already told you what I think all male athletes and female athletes should do. I think everybody, even your kids, get an ultrasound of the heart. Why not? It's not that expensive. Get an ultrasound of the heart, have the heart doctor take a look, and make sure they can handle the type of activity. I don't understand why this isn't commonplace. I don't understand why this isn't routine. Well, Dr. Dahlia, it costs too much, and you're the reason why we need Obamacare. No, don't blame me for Obamacare, okay? There's other people to blame for that. But, you know, if you are going to put yourself through excessive exercise, then for the love of the Lord, make sure one of the most important pumps in your body can handle it. Okay? For some of you, the echocardiogram may not be enough, and you need the stress test, where the doctor runs you on a treadmill, watches your heart on the machines, and makes sure you handle it. Why not? You know, was it Isaac Hayes who was on his treadmill, found dead next to his treadmill that was still on? He was exercising when he died. You know, and it kills me because I want you to exercise. I want you to be out there. Work it out. Getting that heart rate up. But do it when we know that your heart is healthy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I had some trouble spelling there for a second, but that's what I caught myself. DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have an interview I want you guys to hear. Bronc Carlee is a, you've seen him on America's Got Talent, Jay Leno. This guy can do all these beatboxing and percussion with his voice while he's juggling. It's phenomenal. I've never seen a lyrics like it. So in the next segment, we're going to have an interview with Bronc Carlee. It's going to be pretty, pretty cool, pretty fun. I think you're going to enjoy it. Now, speaking of the mouth, all right, some of you have asked about medicines and teeth and what's been all the hoopla about certain medicines hurting your teeth, etc. Well, you know, we discussed some of the medications that, like, cause gum swelling. And I think this is a great review I found on dailymail.co.uk. on medicines that could possibly cause issues with your teeth. Like, for example, many of you have been put on an inhaler, like Symbicort, Advair, Flovent, a steroid inhaler, Combinex, Asminex, and you need to brush your teeth after that because the steroid, right, when it gets into your mouth, that can start to cause tooth decay. So, you know, if you use a powdered form like an inhaler, et cetera, or anything that's a steroid, that can actually cause changes and issues with your teeth. Those are things to look at. Many of you remember tetracycline used to stain our teeth, right? We used to have tetracycline as kids. We would use it to treat acne. Could start to cause a stain. The stain doesn't hurt you, but because it combines with the calcium in your teeth, it's permanent. So even though nowadays we can, you know, we could do, you know, bleaching type procedures, you know, if you don't have to, it's nice. All right, tetracycline is a good antibiotic. It's just I really haven't prescribed it because there's been so much resistance to it. Now, some of you will notice that if you take antibiotics, you get a fungal infection in your mouth called thrush. That could also cause issues with your mouth, blisters, pain. It's not fun. Something to definitely treat. If for some reason you didn't take antibiotics and you're starting to get yeast in your mouth, I want you to check for diabetes, HIV, other types of things that could possibly cause you to be immunosuppressed. Some of you are on steroids for your asthma. That could put you more at risk for thrush, a yeast infection in the mouth. Why? You have yeast in your body all the time. But sometimes when your bacteria, the healthy bacteria, that level changes, then the yeast gets to take advantage because it becomes more basic, and yeast likes to grow in basic. So that's why we'll see vaginal infections happen, right, with women after they take antibiotics. Or same thing with the mouth. The bacteria are gone, or a lot of bacteria are killed off with the antibiotic. There's less acid being produced by the bacteria. Now you grow the yeast, which is why, by the way, when you wake up, you have that weird taste in your mouth on your teeth. Not only is that the acid from reflux coming up, but also the acid from the bacteria on your teeth, which is why you got to brush your teeth first thing in the morning. Now, they say antihistamines. Antihistamines that we use to dry you up, right, you know, for your nose and sneezing, etc., could also block release of the saliva. Now, if you have less saliva in your mouth or dry mouth, then the bacteria get to overgrow. Plus, acidic foods, like coming from sugary foods, the acid could then hurt the enamel because it's not being neutralized by the saliva. So if you ever have dry mouth, whether it's from a medication or some syndrome you don't know that you have, get that checked out. Extremely important. We just don't want to mess around when it comes to you not making your saliva. Now, years ago, we talked about blood pressure medicines causing gum overgrowth. One of our favorite blood pressure medications that we use is the amlodipine or Norvasc. Norvasc is phenomenal. Great antibiotic. It helps dilate or dilate the vessels a little bit so that when your heart beats, the vessels are a little less stiff. Beautiful way to lower blood pressure. I'm extremely excited about the calcium channel blockers. Very little side effects, except you could get some gingival hyperplasia or where the gum starts to overgrow. Okay? That's not fun. Sometimes you can even get a reaction. So if you start to take a blood pressure medicine and start to notice a reaction with the gums or any sort of inflammation, it's extremely important. Just like an antibiotic. If you start to have inflammation with the gums or sores in the mouth, it could be a reaction. Many of you have been asking me about the oral bisphosphonates for bone mass, your Fosamax, Beneva, etc., and what it does to the jaw. We've talked about this osteonecrosis, okay, where it could cause necrosis or dying of the jaw, which doesn't really make sense because these drugs are supposed to help strengthen the bone. But they say 1 to 6%. The people taking those medications could develop that. So you lose pain, swelling, you lose teeth, or you start to have pain, you lose teeth, etc. Unfortunately, people are so afraid of this that many people don't even want to take the bone drugs anymore. I'm a huge fan of the bone drugs. If you take them right as you're going through menopause to slow down the bone destruction that menopause causes. I think older men should be on it for a few years, but I don't think you need to be on it long term. And make sure your dentist is watching you. All right? Now, contraceptive pills, all right, or progesterone only. Some people using progesterone only birth control pills could actually have bleeding and inflammation of the gums. Many of you didn't know that. All right. I think hormones sometimes cause things to maybe be more juicy, maybe more inflamed, and we think that could be causing it. So for those of you on progesterone only, that could be an issue. Now, antidepressants, very, very common. All right. Lexapro, Prozac, etc. Zoloft, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors could also cause you to be more prone to bleeding, okay, and dry mouth. Now, the dry mouth, again, something that is pretty common with many medications out there. Just don't forget to link the two together. If you're like, you know, come to notice that I don't really make a lot of spit anymore, it could be your medication. All right? Now, your dentist may say, well, then fine. If you like the medication, then I want you to do frequent rinses or, water picking or drink plenty of water. If you drink plenty of water, that can help dilute, flush out the bacteria. So it doesn't mean you have to go off the medicine unless, of course, you have a real, real dry or Sicca syndrome or something where you just aren't making the saliva like you should. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So inducing labor has been found to maybe increase risk of autism. Now, they say 1 in 50 kids now have an autism spectrum disorder. And researchers from North Carolina looked at North Carolina detailed birth record, which looked at about 625,000 live births, you know, linked with school records. And of the group, 5,500 of them had been diagnosed with autism. Now, they think maybe the induced labor, right, whether they're using Pitocin or Cervidil to ripen the cervix, et cetera, okay, may have something to do with it. Now, many of us have been induced when our water doesn't break and the baby doesn't come out. And if the baby is starting to grow to the point where we think there's going to be complications waiting, we'll induce labor. We talked about how I think Kate Middleton might have been induced because usually when we induce you, we like to bring you in at about 6 in the morning, right? Then we put the Cervidil in. It softens the cervix, ripens the cervix. Usually about 12 hours later, you already start to contract, start to go into labor, then you give birth later that night. Okay, and you know, it appeared that's what happened with Kate Middleton. She went to the hospital early morning, gave birth later that night, as opposed to running to the hospital in labor and then a few hours later giving birth. So my guess is, and many of us, we go through, inductions. But they said mothers who had induced labor were 13% more likely to have a child with autism. Mothers with augmented labor were 16% more likely to have a kid with the disorder. Now, I want to stop and say, well, wait a second. Okay, what if many of these women were older? You know, when I used to deliver babies that were being born to teenagers, these babies came out piece of cake. But your older woman, it was more of an episode and a choreography. So somebody could say, well, Dr. Dolly, if older women are more inclined to give birth to people with autism, then maybe, you know, it's because they're older. Or maybe we're just inducing people more because people like the, ease of that rather than waiting. All right, guys, Broncar Lee coming up next. It's a phenomenal, please don't go away. You're going to love this segment.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Show. The reason why we play the California song is we know West Coast people are still asleep at this time. Come on, everybody, wake up. We got a great next segment. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you don't remember, that means we got to do a mini mental status exam on you, so remind me to do that at the end of the show. Now, I did my head and neck surgery training at UCLA in my fourth year medical school, and I think I know the larynx. Right, pretty damn well. the voice box. I mean, I think I, even with my prior years of experience, know the man's mouth pretty well. You would think I would be pretty, I kind of know, yeah, okay, we won't go there. But many of you probably know my next guest. So this guy is awesome. He's been on America's Got Talent, Jay Leno, a whole variety of different venues. And this guy is probably one of the most talented men in America and one in the world, most talented lyrics I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Broncar Lee. Hey, Broncar, what's going on?
Hey, I'm chilling. How you doing, Doc?
Good, not too bad. Okay, so, tell us, just tell everybody what you do. What is the genius about you? I'll just let you talk because I'm just all giddy over this.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing. I'm a live entertainer. And I do vocal percussion or beatboxing or what I call mouth drumming. And I do a lot of different vocal sounds. I have a lot of vocal dexterity, vocal gymnastics is what I call it as well. And I fuse that with live entertainment, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of body percussion, a little bit of juggling, just a lot of good stuff and good times.
And, you know, it's amazing. I saw you when we did the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Alaska. So me and our radio listeners that came on the cruise, you had entertained, even though many of us recognize you from TV already. So luckily the cruise line, you know, has celebrities such as yourself. But, I mean, you also have not only the laryngeal dexterity, but also with your hands. I mean, you can, like, juggle seven different things at the same time.
Yep. Yes, literally, seven different things at the same time.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
No. And what was amazing is how you could do both of these. I mean, I don't look at everybody as a medical specimen, but I got to tell you, scientists are going to just want to dissect you like crazy, figuring out how you're able to do seven different sounds or five different sounds from your voice while you're juggling seven different things. It's like you must have the most amazing left, you know, hemisphere of the brain. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I guess I got into to beatboxing or vocal percussion first and kind of, you know, figured out, I guess, the science behind it, you know, is breaking apart different parts of the voice. You know, you have your nasal up top, and then you have your throat, and then you have your lips and your consonant sounds. So, you know, you're speaking in different places where you're using vowels or consonants or whatnot, and it's kind of like a puzzle that I'm piecing together when I'm, you know, layering like four or five different tones at the same time. And so I'm taking apart that puzzle and putting it back together. And that's like, you know, one part. And, you know, I just practice that over and over to where it almost is on autopilot for me, to where then I can also put a little bit of brain power down in the hands, like you said, and do the inverted juggling or the rhythmic juggling that kind of goes as a syncopation with the upper vocal stuff that's happening.
Man, just pure genius. Can you give my listeners a little sample of what you do?
Oh, yeah. So a little. Well, I think I'll choose to do the vocal percussion or the beatboxing over the phone here, because the juggling just doesn't read on radio. Well,
I mean, it's not like boom, boom, boom. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. There you go. So we'll rock it like this. Oh, I'm on the air with the doctor. It's Broncar here with the doc. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Oh, man, I love it. We need to have you do our intro music. Now, I mean, okay, you know, when you do your show, you talk about your childhood. I mean, would you be on the playground at school doing that kind of stuff, and would you be getting beat up? Or what would childhood like for you?
Childhood was interesting. It was definitely never a dull moment for me or my mother or my teachers. And in fact, they all remember my first, middle, and last name. But coming up through grade school was always entertaining. I was, you know, yeah, making sounds, and I always had a lot of energy. So it took me some years before I actually found outlets to plug into. But yeah, I was always that kid, you know, that was, you know, making the sound effects for the G.I. Joes and the Transformers and, you know, just figuring out, you know, how things work and why they make sounds. And I've always been obsessed with noise and drumming and beating on things. So I was definitely that hyper kid. And I was actually diagnosed with ADHD or attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And I have definitely earned that diagnosis. So still as an adult, you know, I have a lot of energy, and you know, finding outlets to plug in has been the key for me. But you know, growing up, my mom was always a big supporter of me, you know, finding musical outlets or athletic outlets, and I found that when I was very kinesthetic, and still am, and when I had that outlet of something eye hand coordinated or sound mind coordinated, then I was kind of at peace, so to speak.
Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting. For those who join us, we are talking to Bron Carlee. He's known as the Circus of Sound, but this guy is just, I mean, a genius in all aspects of entertainment. You know, you bring up ADHD even on your show. And what I like about what you do is ADHD, having ADHD, I don't think is a disability. I think, especially in your case, it probably was that's what helped cultivate your talent.
Yes, I agree 100% with you.
Huge strength.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you had said, by the way, Transformers, not to switch subjects, but you got to give us the Transformer voice. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm not really warmed up right now for the Transformer voice. I'm actually working on I'm in the Missouri State Fair right now working, and I'm on show number 19 today in the last 6 days. But I'll do a little more vocal dexterity for you for sure. But yeah, you know, getting back on your ADHD thing, I definitely believe, I always tell people, you know, I was blessed with the curse of ADHD because, you know, it's of course comedy, but it, you know, you have this extra energy, but you gotta find a place to plug in. And if you don't, then it can be a curse. You know, it's like, right. It can be really challenging. But if you find the place to plug in, I always tell people, I have a lot of, especially young adults and kids come up to me after the show and say, "Do you really have ADHD?" And I'm like, "Did you see the show?"
So
it's pretty apparent that I do, but I think you just got to find something to plug into, and that's actually what I like to offer, you know, outside of just being an entertainer and, you know, making people laugh and smile and have a good time and forget about their troubles. I also like to empower people, and so I also teach, you know, beatboxing or mouth drumming and also juggling to the youth and young adults and also adults as well. You know, because I like to share that with them because it's a nice, portable outlet that everybody can tap into.
Wow, I love it. I love it. And I don't want to stress your voice because you are in the middle of a tour. But if you do have any more snippets, I'd love for you to throw us another couple seconds if you can.
Absolutely. Okay, I'll do a little thing. Like, so when I was a kid, I always played with the G.I. Joes and Transformers, you know, in the backyard, simulating battle scenes and stuff like that. So it was oftentimes you would hear things like, "Go, Joe!" Transformers, more than meets the eye. Optimus. Optimus. Optimus Prime.
I love it. Oh, my God, you're awesome. How can people find you, Bron Carr? How can people find you?
Well, people can find me online. If you just Google me, Bron Carr, that's Bronkar. You can remember it as Bronkar. He's the beatbox man, and his name is Bron Carr. That would be a jingle compliment to my lovely
love
lady.
Love it.
So if they Google Bron Carr, they can find me. If they also go to mousedrummer.com or circusofsound.com. Those both take you to my website. I'm on Facebook and YouTube and all that fun stuff. I got videos on my website. And
how's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic
organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.